Richens, Uncle Dick, Wooten, Frontiersman. When, 1816 to 1893. Where, raised in Virginia and settled in Denver, Colorado. Why important? Wooten was a guide, a rancher, a farmer, and a storekeeper. He also operated a toll road. Biography. In 1836, Richens Lacy Wooten left his home in Mecklenburg County, Virginia. Itching for adventure, he headed west. Wooten found work as a hunter at Bent's Fort on the Arkansas River. He also drove a supply train to trade with the Sioux Indians. The wagons were loaded with blankets, beads, trinkets, hunting knives, guns, gunpowder, and bullets. They also carried coffee, sugar, and flour. Wooten traded all of these things for buffalo hides, buckskins, and ponies. Wooten moved his family to Taos, New Mexico, to a settlement near Pueblo on the Arkansas River in 1853. He built his new home as a stockade to protect against the local Ute Indians. Wooten found new employment by hauling supplies once more. In 1858, Wooten loaded his family and trade goods onto a wagon and moved once again. He headed to Kentucky to visit his family. On the way, he stopped in Denver City and Auraria. Wooten broke open 2 barrels of Taos Lightning whiskey. He offered it free to any takers. By the end of the evening, he was so popular with the locals, he had earned the nickname Uncle Dick. The people of the town talked him into staying. Wooten opened a general store. He and his family lived in Denver until 1861. Later, Wooten moved to Trinidad, Colorado. He built a toll road over Raton Pass. It was April of 1865 when he opened the 27-mile road from Trinidad to Willow Springs, New Mexico. The Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad offered him $50,000 to buy the road in 1878. He turned them down. Instead, Wooten asked that the railroad give his wife groceries and a pass to ride the train for life. They agreed and signed the deal with a handshake. Wooten died at the age of 77 in 1893. True to their word, the Santa Fe Railroad officials took good care of his wife. They made sure she had groceries and a free ride on the train whenever she wanted until her death 42 years later.